Hey, you beautiful beings. Welcome to Empowered Human with Nina Garcia. I am your host, and you are listening to one of the last few episodes that I am going to be recording in real time for the top of 2024. Why, Nina? Why? Thank you for asking. Because I am pausing doing the podcast so that I can focus on publishing the book. One of the things that I love about the podcast is that I give you bite-sized information, right? I give you a real story. I give you psychoeducation, and then I give you adventure challenges in how to transform really hard conversations into teachable moments, right? And we play with it. We play with really hard, scary, uncomfortable things on this podcast. And I love that about the podcast. But the one thing I cannot do with the podcast is I can't give it to you all in one episode. I can't even give it to you all in one season at this point. What I'm hoping to do is to pause the podcast and focus on the book so that I can give you everything about the empowered human life, from the framework to the core beliefs, right? The pillars that we stand on, to the journey and the quest that people do with me privately, whether it's individually or in groups, that will still be happening. But I got to get this out into the hands of more people. And I just can't do that on the podcast. So you are listening to one of the last few episodes while I go and write the book, and they are going to be really good episodes for you. I'm giving you everything I've got these last few, really just giving you my heart and being very, very real with you. And so while I am excited to go write the book, I am also sad. I am also feeling a longing and a missing for you already. And I know that I'm not gone yet. But I have been avoiding doing these episodes because it is a little bit difficult for me to admit that I'm going to be stepping away from the podcast after what we're in our sixth season, years of being here with you all. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the top of my heart, from all around in my soul for being here with me to transform hard conversations into teachable moments. And I want to give you another good episode. So grab a journal or a really good friend to dialogue with about what's going to come up for you in this episode. And here we go. The question for this episode is this. Identity is something that we talk about a lot on this show. Individual culture islands is something that I definitely want you to know how to explore. If you don't know what that is, go follow me on Instagram at Drama Therapist Nina. It's one of the top pinned videos. Identity and individual culture are going to be really big in this episode because the question that we're asking is a big one on people's minds and hearts often. Is this who I am, or is this who I've been conditioned to be? We are who we are based on our lived experiences. And when we talk about individual culture islands, what we're really saying is you are beautifully designed in this super individualized way, in that you have your own individual culture. And because you are human, you also have these beautifully universal arcs throughout you that can connect you to other human beings. And so here we are asking this question, is this who I am? Is who you are today, right now, as you listen into me, who you are? Or is this who you've been conditioned to be? And my answer in a nutshell is, whichever would be more beneficial. And I mean that sincerely. I know a lot of people are like, give me the answer, Nina. And you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you it's a process and it's a journey of exploration. You have to be able to decide, is who you are right now, if you were to stay this person forever, for the rest of your life, however long that may be on this earth, in this lifetime, would that be more beneficial than if you were to say, maybe this is somebody I was conditioned to be based on my lived experiences, which would mean that who you are is flexible and it can change based on more lived experiences. Would it be more beneficial if you could change, if we just added some more lived experiences to your life? That is the question that we are going to be exploring today. Is this who you are, who you're meant to be forever and ever and ever? Or is this who you're conditioned to be? And maybe there's some flexibility there. And with some really intentionally added lived experiences, we might be able to shift who you are into something that feels more aligned with who you'd like to be.
You picking up what I'm putting down? Okay.
Okay. I've got a true story that I'm going to tell you from my life. Of course, it's not going to be every facet to explore. This is going to be one human facet, but it is a real human facet. And so I want to invite you to step into the shoes of the people in this party, right, of the story, and to explore what is it to have your own individual cultural facets. What is it to know that you are beautifully designed the way you are, and that you know what? In fact, if you want to change that with more lived experiences, you can. And so that is what this episode is going to be about. Go ahead and grab that journal. Yeah, because we're going to go into it. And without further ado, you know I'm curious, y'all. Are you ready to play? Welcome to Empowered Human, the dramatically playful podcast that invites you to heal humanity, the one within you, me, and the world at large. I'm your host, drama therapist, empowerment specialist, and not to mention empowered human, Nina Garcia, and I'm so stoked you're joining me on the journey. Every Wednesday, you are invited to explore transforming from powered to empowered with genuinely human stories of courageous existence, healing from invalidation, and truly belonging to you. So wherever you are on the spectrum, from empowerment curious to empowered human ambassador, this podcast is designed to humanize. Get ready to lean into your edge, heal your worldview, and finally belong to you. This is Empowered Human. Let's take a breath on in. Nice inhale, stretch if you need to. Why not? You've got a human body. Let's use it to the best degree possible. Exhale it all out and down if you haven't already done so. Welcome to one of our final few episodes here on Empowered Human with Nina Garcia. You will still be able to follow me on Instagram at dramatherapistnina. I highly recommend you do so because we have a lot of new things that are going to be coming your way. But this episode is about, is this who you are? Or is this who you've been conditioned to be? And the story that I'm going to tell you is a true story. It is a recent story in my life, as with most of my stories. I try to keep them timely for you all. And the one that's on my mind and in my heart today is, I'm going to call it Dating My Man. And I've been seeing somebody new for several months now, and it is new in our relationship, and there is and has been an almost immediate difference in how I have perceived myself in this relationship, unlike any other relationship I've been in. When I think about dating my man, and we're going to call my partner in the case of this episode. Oh, I did not choose this name ahead of time, and I should have. We've previously called him Forrest, so we're just going to call him Forrest again. I like that personally. I hope you do too. So here's the thing. Forrest and I come from very different backgrounds, very different backgrounds. I would definitely describe him as country. He would describe me as city. And I'm sure we would identify as those things individually. And there are many things that I love about Forrest and vice versa. But I'm not here to tell you a love story, mostly. I'm here to tell you about what it has been like my entire life, to identify as a strong fucking woman. Okay, excuse my language. I know I very rarely, if ever, curse on this show, y'all. What it's been like to constantly identify as the strong woman, the confident woman, the secure woman, the badass woman, the woman who has literally been told when I walked into a room once, a man came up to me and said, "Why are you acting like you have bigger balls than the men in this room?" Why, dear sir? Listen, if the shoe fits, okay? It's not an act of security. It's not an act of confidence. It is a knowing that I can believe and trust in my own moves for myself and the people around me. But it does not come from a life that was purely at ease. I have struggled with abuse, assault. I've been a victim of rape, and many other things that we could only write a laundry list of human things, right? Things that happen, right? I'm going to say this honestly. I'm not special because I have experienced these things. I am human because I have experienced these things. And when I think about why I know that I can identify as the strong woman, the confident woman, the secure woman, is because I have done personal work to be able to survive those situations and also to thrive. That survival was never enough for me. I don't want bare minimum life. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for my clients. I don't want that for you. I want to be able to thrive. And so a lot of my life has been spent surviving situations and then learning, how can I thrive again? How can I be stronger? How can I get back up more resilient than I was before? And so in many of my relationships, I have felt the energy that many would describe as a masculine type of energy. Now, I identify as a woman. I want to be really clear about that. But I would not say that I have ever identified as having feminine energy. I would say that I'm a pretty masculine woman when it comes to energy. Yeah. I love this about myself. I have loved this about myself. It's helped me survive incredibly difficult situations. But when I got with my present man, my man, my worldview shifted. Being with Forrest has allowed me a certain safety, an ability to sit back and relax into what I can only describe now as feminine energy. I have never been able to really explore what it is to sit into a relaxed feminine energy and just say, oh, this is another expression of just being a woman. I can just exist as a woman. You mean you don't need me to be your mother? No, he doesn't need me to be his mother. You don't need me to be your starter wife? No, he doesn't need that. He's a grown-ass man and he knows how to take care of his baby too. You don't need me to be your therapist? No. No, he will talk with me about things. And you know what? When we're not perfect and we mess up with each other, we also have conversations about that. It's not an illusion of perfection to be in this relationship. It has its challenges, and it has allowed me to grow in ways that I could not have perceived of growing without Forrest challenging me and offering me opportunities to explore what it is to relax into the idea even and the reality of being a feminine woman. When I first got with him, one of the things that he said was, I just love how feminine you are. And I was like, say what? Like, nobody has ever said that I'm feminine. And then I was like, what? Like noticing my hair and my earrings, like the typically feminine things more. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm smiling with you now and I'm playing with this now because it was fun for me. And I thought, oh, this is just another role that we're playing then. Okay, well, this is what turns him on. I'll just be a feminine woman and that's how it'll be, because I definitely can tell you, I check the boxes. I know how to be sexy woman. I know how to be confidently sexy woman. I can dress up in Glamazon, but I would not identify as those things. They're roles that I play. And so here I was thinking at the beginning, I was like, oh, okay, I can be a feminine woman if that's what he likes. You know, every now and then, that'll be what turns on the light switch. That is not what happened, y'all. Being with Forrest gave me an opportunity to explore a way of expressing myself as a human being in relationship with another person in a way that I hadn't been able to before. And I found peace in that. And so when I pause the story here and I pass the ball over to you, I pass the mic on over to you and I ask you, hey, can you put yourself in the shoes of either person in this story? Whether you're the partner who is secure and takes care of themselves and knows how to handle their business, right? Or the partner who is always doing the solo act, is the lone wolf out there, been doing it for a while, wherever you fit in this story, what I want you to explore is the idea about the difference between you identifying as this and staying that way now and forever versus this being a role that you can play for a little bit and see, does it allow your identity to shift? Can you try on new ways of humaning, even for a little bit, and ask yourself, is this more beneficial for me in the long run if I were to make a shift? Now, I don't know your life. I don't know the context of your situation. But I know that for me, when I ask this question of, is this who I am or is this who I've been conditioned to be? I think about my recent experiences with Forrest. And I think even if we were to not see each other next week, heaven forbid, but if that were true, that it would still be true that Forrest and being with Forrest has given me an experience of saying, snap, crackle, pop. You mean I don't have to be the man and woman in this relationship? Snap, crackle, pop. You mean I don't have to be our therapist, your mother, and the caregiver and caretaker of all things? You mean I don't have to do that? Peace is what I have felt. Peace is what I have felt. And I have asked myself, Nina, are you giving up being a strong woman? Are you saying you don't want to be the strong woman anymore? And I don't feel that I am giving that up. I am diversifying what it is to be a woman. I have been given an opportunity by the universe in my experience with Forrest to explore how I can enhance, amplify, diversify, and make even more multidimensional my human experience. And yes, my experience as a woman. This has been an incredibly transformative time for me, a lot of change, as you all can see. And so when I go back to that question, I ask myself again, is this who I am or is this who I've been conditioned to be? I have to say unequivocally, I have been conditioned to be a woman who survives and thrives and continues on. And if Forrest were to be here no longer after next week, then I would still be that woman. But the fact that I know that this is also who I've been conditioned to be means that I can also change. And the beauty and the love and the passion and the strength that is within this relationship and my experience of this other human being that we're calling Forrest, all of that has allowed me to acknowledge and own. I don't want to just be the strong woman forever. I want to be the strong woman, yes, and I want to be the woman who can relax into her femininity. I want to be the strong woman, yes, and I want to be the woman who's allowed to be feminine. I want to be the strong woman, yes, and I want to be the woman who celebrates her femininity because she deserves to feel that peace and relaxation, not for anybody else. It gives me the opportunity to exist in this way. And without knowing, he does this, right? And just being himself, he does this. I've been given a beautiful opportunity to explore something. And I want to pass the ball, the mic on over to you, because I want you to ask yourself, are you exploring opportunities to expand? Are you exploring opportunities to really ask yourself, is this who I am? Am I just doing the same thing over and over habitually? Am I living the same life, choosing the same people, the same jobs, the same events? Is this who I am? Or is this who I was conditioned to be? And if I could change that, would that be more beneficial to me? That is the question that I want you to explore this upcoming week before our next episode. And y'all know I love to give you adventure challenges. I do. I like to give you adventure challenges, which are things you can actively do over this upcoming week, okay? I'm going to give you three. I like to give them in threes. So you've got self-awareness, self-knowledge, and then self-realization, okay? And you notice I'm tiering them up. It's one, two, three, and they get a little bit more challenging as they go. Your tier one, right? That's self-awareness this upcoming week. I want you to pick an identity or a role that you have. I want you to pick something, whether it's your masculine or feminine identity, whether it's your gender neutrality identity, whether it's being a mother or a brother or a worker or an employee or whatever it is that works for you, identity or role-wise, I just want you to say, hey, this is the identity or role that I am going to explore. I just want to keep it at the top of my mind this upcoming week. If you're in self-awareness, level one, that's where I want you to challenge yourself. That's your adventure challenge for this upcoming week. I put this to you in this way because what I realized is that I was allowed to explore my feminine energy because I was with someone who so solidly embraced his masculine energy. And I don't mean being a man, don't think stereotypes here. I mean, he embraced an energy that I could then release. I didn't have to hold on to it. And so once you've chosen your identity, your role, whatever it is you want to keep top of mind because you matter so much. Yes, you do. I want you to move on to level two. If you're like, I got that, Nina, what's the next piece? I want you to ask, are you at peace with that identity? Whatever part it is that you chose, does it bring you peace? Does it bring the people around you peace? Could it bring the world at large peace, right? Does it bring you peace? And are you thriving in it? Does it bring you peace and are you thriving in it? And if your answer is yes, then my hat is off to you. Besos, yeah? But if not, and you're like, you know what, Nina, snap, crackle, pop, there might be something to this here. I want you to move on to not just self-knowledge. Now you know I'm either at peace or I'm not at peace. You're going to move on to self-realization, which means action. You're going to do something about this, right? If you're not at peace, what is one thing you could do to change and embrace yourself? What is one thing you could do to diversify what it means to embrace that identity or that role? To be your most vibrant self means that you will embrace it. So how, what's one thing, right? How can we change one thing in your life so that you can show up as your most vibrant self? A big part of the empowered human life is to be able to stop masking parts of who you are for other people's comfort. To start showing up as your most vibrant self everywhere you go. Yes, I believe you deserve that. Yes, it's what I work on personally and professionally, and I want this for you. So grab that journal if you haven't already. We've dropped lots of little bits of knowledge here. Today's really been about exploring a human experience and seeing how does it sit with you? What's popping up for you, right? And of course, coming back to that question, the question of the hour, folks, is this who I am? Or is this who I was conditioned to be? And the answer in a nutshell being, whichever would be more beneficial for you, those around you, maybe even for the world at large. That's what I planned for you today, folks. Thank you so much for listening in. Until next time, bye for now. Thank you so much for being willing to explore healing your humanity on Empowered Human. I hope you found at least one new way to transform your worldview from powered to empowered. If you took something from the show, please take a moment of your time and subscribe to Empowered Human. And if it really nourished you, leave us a review. Your feedback helps me understand what our community needs. Not to mention, it helps others discover the Empowered Human life. So keep this last bit in mind. All the visual goodies come with me on Instagram at DramaTherapistNina. Stay up to date there on upcoming episodes, behind the scenes goodness, and reels dropping knowledge. Thank you again for being part of the Empowered Human Community. Until next time, stay curious.